time. The silent herald of life and death. Success or failure. The unseen force that measures man's destiny, reaching its most fateful moment as it slowly strikes the 11th hour.
Person, what can I do for you?
I was paging through an old magazine and I saw a reference to a writer. I wondered whether you might have something.
His name?
Shakespeare. William Shakespeare.
Shakespeare? Yes, it does seem fairly familiar. How do you spell it?
Oh, S-H-A-K-E S-P-E-A-R-E.
I'll look it up in the guideline. Won't be a moment.
Thought rule number 112. The works of William Shakespeare were banned as from 10-12-1997. Any person asking for them will be fined 2 hours.
Yes.
I'm sorry, person, but the guideline says Shakespeare's works
Thank you. Superbly. There's no fluctuation in warmth at all. I wonder if any rain is planned. Well, there's a lot to be thankful for. All these wonderful living aids, absolutely free. Tonight, I suppose, we'll watch Quadrovision. Although I must remember to adjust the rear screens. The texture's a little rough. And I don't want to miss anything. The state entertainment is magnificently presented and so interesting. And what possessed me to ask for something by Shakespeare? After all, if there'd been anything worthwhile in his writings, they wouldn't have
been... You're learning, person 1273, Clulu.
It was a mistake.
Still... The sentence has been computerized and the 2 hours allotted. You'll be notified later. You're early.
Yes.
Did you finish?
Almost. I would have if I hadn't left a program card in Austria.
Can't they telephone it through?
No, I've got it. Went to fetch it at lunchtime. But by then it was too late.
What a shame. Are you hungry?
Starved. What are we having?
Cabbage.
You're not married to a millionaire, you know. Not yet, anyway.
Don't worry. We'll survive. Now, come and sit down. I'll get the dish. I was talking to 1684 Brown.
How's her mother?
Not too well.
1273 Clulu.
And not responding to treatment.
1273 Clulu.
Yes.
Your 2 hour sentence is to begin at 9:30. Kindly prepare yourself.
Yes, I'll remember.
Your enforcer?
Of course.
They're so good to us, aren't they?
Very much so. Don't know what we'd do without them. That's why I'm so pleased I have a sentence.
Oh. Tonight?
9:30.
Better Eat your cabbage. It's getting cold. $12.73.
Yes?
It's 9:27.
Yes. A minute to go. I've done wrong, so I must accept my punishment. Why do I think like this? I suppose because I mustn't think any other way. Not without the risk of their overhearing. Could it always have been like this? Seems so. But then, somehow, I remember a distant time when we could all think for ourselves without acting like vegetables. Like a cabbage.
12.73, you are risking further punishment by allowing your thoughts free rein.
Yes, I know. I'm sorry.
Very well. It will be overlooked. Your sentence is to be carried out now. Sentence has been carried out. Did you profit by it?
Yes.
Good. These are the paths to model citizenship. Go to sleep. I won't ask you whether you slept well.
No, don't.
Your breakfast is in the microwave.
Is it cabbage?
Yes.
I don't want it.
But cabbage...
I don't want it! This. I don't really care how much they monitor me. I'm going to think for myself. Strange how the thoughts start coming back once I give them the opportunity. I'm 46 now. I must have been 25 in 1986. When it happened. Oh, such a long time ago. 9:30.
1986.
Cheers, Fred.
Yeah, cheers.
Mm. Mm. I should really be having champagne.
You, perhaps. I don't have anything to celebrate.
You know, I can't fathom what you've got against me.
Just about everything.
Oh, come on.
That's the truth. I don't happen to like Hostard, nor do I believe in what he promises.
Oh, look, he was the best candidate we had.
Oh, of a poor bunch, perhaps.
The whole country's behind him.
They're fools.
Whether they are or not, they voted him in. By a landslide.
The uninformed are easily led.
An 87% vote for Hostard doesn't exactly indicate that his supporters are uninformed. Not by a long shot. Remember all those university professors parading through Regent Street? They were carrying his banners. The armed forces are behind him, too. You heard all those generals applauding the whip-off.
Well, I don't trust him.
Oh, what can you do? It's a democratic country. You cast your vote against him and you came off second best. He can't be indicted just for winning. By now, the king's probably asking him to form a government.
No, I'll leave the country. Could do worse.
Don't be ridiculous. Give him a chance.
Hostard and his scientific reformers?
Yes.
Not likely. You mark my words, Alec.
Hmm?
In 6 months, with all that scientific rubbish at his disposal, and to go ahead to use it, he's going to change everything.
We are striding towards a new future. And these aren't just empty promises, I really mean it. You all know only too well how conditions in this country have steadily worsened over the years. Admittedly, on a par with similar conditions in other parts of the world, but bad all the same. And while things have deteriorated, the real advance we have had has been in the field of scientific development. That is why the scientific reformers came into being, to take the fullest possible advantage of these great achievements. We are going to get this country right.
Amen.
Names will be abolished. The surname will be renamed the family name, and we'll be preceded by a number. Men by an odd number, women by an even. As befits my position as Prime Minister, and because the King remains being called King, my number will be one. I will be known as One Hostard, my wife as 2 Hostard, my children as 01 Hostard and 02 Hostard.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Parliament is to be dissolved. Our 712 members serve no useful purpose. We are disbanding Parliament and abolishing all laws. You look aghast, my friends. Don't you see what this means? Well, I'll tell you. Every man, woman, and child in this country is to be his or her own Parliament, deep in the mind. They will operate from central thought exchanges in London, Manchester, Birmingham, and so on. Can you people yet grasp the enormity of this undertaking? Crime will end. Wrongdoing will end. Evil natures will be converted. Bad habits will be carefully eradicated. You will all be watched over, guided, perhaps gently chastised, but always with the certain knowledge that your well-being is our prime consideration. We...
What are you doing to us, Hostard? What are you doing?
Four, 7, 3, 8, Brown, you have broken thought rule number 73. This is a military matter. Kindly present yourself for corrective training at once. 4, 9, 3, 8, Jones, you have broken thought rule number 17. It says that painting your home an unapproved color is forbidden. You will be sentenced to 1 hour.
At first, we all treated it as a joke. But it ceased to be amusing as Hostard grew drunk with power.
Struggle against one another. I have ensured that the finest thinkers in every sphere are to do your thinking for you, to put their great knowledge to your advantage. Let yourself be guided and helped in the
How
right direction.
How did you allow Hostard to fool us with all that good nonsense? How?
21 wasted years!
1273, Clulo.
Yes.
How dare you think like that? Thought rule number 326 forbids free thought on the grounds that it encourages discontent. Thought rule number 103 forbids maligning of superiors. Thought rule number 67 forbids referring back to the older, unenlightened days. Thought rule number 450 expressly forbids fantasizing in any way whatsoever.
I don't care.
Then you will be sentenced for contempt.
Do what you like.
Are you ill, 1273?
No.
Yes, you must be. You must summon a medical doctor.
I don't need a doctor.
Then you will be sentenced medically.
Look, do whatever you like. I don't care.
I have called for the emergency medical ambulance.
Come on, 1273. Come on.
Let me go.
Hurry up, 1351. 2 micro cc. I'm ready. Hold his arm.
No!
All right, let him go. It's done.
Feels...
1273, Clulo.
Yes.
Go into the house.
Yes. Once.
I heard the medical ambulance. What did they...
I must lie down.
Did you resist them?
I... can't resist them. Yes.
Sleep and relax for 1 hour. Then you will be sentenced.
How do you feel?
All right. Put on the quadrivision.
Listen. Oh, how nice, I... So glad they prohibited all that other music.
It's amazing how you still remember it. It's been banned for 14 years.
I dare say they had their reasons for doing it. 1273.
Yes.
Tell me, do Do they monitor all the time?
It wouldn't be possible. There aren't enough enforcers for all of us. They have to pick up a thought first.
So it's a case of taking a chance?
Yes.
Then I want to show you what I found today. Look.
What is it?
A box. Pretty, isn't it?
Very. Where'd you find it?
In the spare room, packed among some shoes. But that's not all, 1273. Open it. Go on. Press the clip.
Isn't that amazing?
What beautiful music.
It sounds so melodic and yet so peaceful.
I love that too. I suppose it's forbidden to... to listen, I mean.
Well, it's hardly military.
1273 Clulo.
Quick, close it.
1273 Clulo.
Yes.
I've just beamed the monitor. What are you discussing?
Nothing.
Don't lie. It's punishable, as you know.
We're talking about a box. A box 1274 found.
Is it permitted?
No, it's an ornament.
You have a good memory. Rule number 270 forbids the possession and admiration of ornaments. What does the box contain?
It's empty.
You're lying again. There's nothing of interest in an empty box. Open it and throw the contents on the floor.
Very well.
That music is not martial and is by no means permitted. You will be severely... Honey, the music.
1274.
What is it? What's wrong?
The enforcer. Something's happened to her voice.
I didn't think anything could happen to a humanoid computer. I hear my enforcer all too often. Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Her voice just trailed off, as if she'd fallen into a sleep or a trance.
What could have caused it?
I don't know. She was beginning to threaten me on account of the music.
That's it.
The music. Somehow it's managed to phase her out completely.
I tried.
It's the only way. Go on, 1274.
Hostard is a corrupt madman. He and his equally corrupt followers are abusing power with no regard for the people. We are being treated like sheep and are becoming sheep. He's speaking to me, 1273.
Is he annoyed?
Very. Quick, open the box.
Well...
as you said, his voice is fading, but the words quite indistinct. It's gone. His voice is gone. Oh, 1273, we've done it. We found a way out after all these years. After all these years.
Stuff. And this other music from the little box just happens to have a soporific effect.
Do you realize what this means? We can have recordings made. Thousands and thousands of identical recordings.
Of course. Each and every home has an audio and a video recorder. The cassettes can be circulated. We can make each recipient responsible for another 10. And then they'll cover the country in no time at all.
As the enforcers speak, the music will be played and there'll be powerless.
Yes.
Can you visualize it, 1273? They'll be powerless, and we'll be free of them at last.
That's if they're not clever enough to find out what we're doing and forestall us.
Oh, can they? Oh, 1273, we'll be able to think for ourselves, all of us, instead of being dictated to. It'll go back to the life I can barely remember that no existed.
Then... we must begin at once.
Yes, at once.
There must be some people, the older folk, who can remember what books were read, what food was eaten,
yes.
what people did for recreation.
Yes, yes.
Once we got all that back, Hostard will have to resign. The clever, clever Hostard, but not clever enough. No more will we have to see Hostard's bland smile on Quadrivision, and no more of this maddening military music.
I know. 1273 Clulo. We have made an adjustment to our computer. Thought rule number 77. There is to be no conspiracy against us. You will be fined 6 stars.
The 11th Hour this week was written and produced by Michael McCabe.